This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On Unsportsmanlike, and they do a great job over there. It's Evan, Canty, and Michelle, right? Those are the
you
three
got it.
On Unsportsmanlike.
Yeah. You nailed it. Well done.
And I thought Evan had a great radio show topic this morning. Sometimes you don't know, and a lot of times as we're in the, or now coming out of the summer, but we're in the, you know, some of these radio ideas, hey, they ain't so great, and maybe it ain't the best segment. This one I thought ended up being gold, because it really resonated with me in this sense. Your sports love language. Now, we all have our, Brad, how familiar are you with the love languages? Take the sports part out of it. Your love language.
Yeah.
I bet for you, my guess is its touch.
You know,
are you familiar with the love language?
You're going to have to
it
school
seem
me.
Like you
I think you are the
you
most suave person on our staff in terms of not only your voice, your vocal tone, but your thoughtfulness. And so I need you to school me on this before we go into the topic. And I also want to hear your sports love languages.
Well,
and I think I can guess some of them. And the topics.
Let's not spend too much time in real love language, because that's really
a thing
reserved for Jeff and Dr. Valley.
That's the sex therapist
that's
when on
they
the Valentine's
get into
Day.
That kind of talk.
Forgot
I don't want to
that.
Tell you what turns me on.
No, I don't think we need to go that deep.
That's where this comes from.
Okay.
And we're using the
sort of
sports
side of it. So the love languages
are
the senses? If we go to that, it's yeah. Touch, taste, feel, whatever. There's a bunch of names
in the love. There's like a book, and it's some for some people it's touch. For some, it's the words themselves. Like for some, you know, it's romance, you know, those kinds of things.
Deeds, etc.
In this case, what it is, it's what gets you going.
It's excited about sports.
What gets your juices flowing?
Juices flowing.
It's like it does, in, you know, for Brad in the bedroom when Brad's in the gets Brad's juice. This is in a sports sense.
Yes.
And I get to thinking about this, and if you've listened this week, you've probably even heard me use the phrase "my juices are flowing" on this one. We've talked about that Tennessee Collegiate Academy story, but it's really in that story. It's sort of identifying and finding the next big thing in terms of talent. That is something, and maybe it goes back to this. I'm probably telling on myself, and I may not remember all of the details, but some of you all will know what I'm talking about. Back in the day, again, when I was reading the CA and hoping that I could work for them or cover sports for a newspaper, I remember Gary Parrish writing a story about the next big thing, and it was about Andre Allen. And how, if I'm not mistaken, I think this was Andre Allen's sixth grade year, and how he was the number one player in the country. And in Memphis basketball, in basketball crazy Memphis, you know, when you're telling us about the next one, the next big one that's going to be, or this is Andre Allen, it's always been something that's captivating. It's always been something we've wanted to read about because of the the talent hotbed that Memphis has been. We discussed that with Travis King, yesterday, how, maybe not the way it was in the 90s and early 2000s, mm-hmm. but still here. And so anytime, and as a guy who went on to do it and cover preps, that you could identify the next one was something that always got my juices going, something that always got me, my blood flowing. And one of those, sort of trying to emulate Gary, I did that. I remember a young man who was over advanced middle at the time, me literally trying to do what Gary had done, and I identify that next one. I think Andre at that point had been ranked by some service as the best sixth grader. I remember going over to Vance Middle and looking at this guard named Timothy Ray Ware and writing a story about the high school recruitment of him coming out of middle school and how my man Fred Horton wanted him over at BTW, but everybody else in was a fight to get him. But it was along those lines, and it was identifying that next guy, and Ray was a middle school guard who could get to the hole and any point he wanted to. Then Joe Jackson comes on the scene in the ninth grade and he blows us away, and you figure, holy cow, this guy might have. And it was always that. And maybe it was the way, again, I came up reading the commercial appeal, reading of these stories of the next big thing, the next big prospect. You're talking about a town that produced Penny Hardaway, Elliot Perry. What are we talking about here? And so that's always been, we're talking recruiting. DJ Okoth making the jump up to number 13, the Bartlett High rising sophomore that just jumped into the ESPN top 13. He had jumped up 10 spots, now has a chance to be top 10 in the country. That kind of thing,
yes,
is my sort of sport, or one of my sports love languages.
I enjoy doing the show with you, Jason, because over the years, something I've learned about you is, like Coach Pitino, we talk about a good bit.
Man, Coach Pitino.
And those names resonate in Memphis sports lore because before the Grizzlies came, we had a big-time prep scene. We still have a big prep scene, but the Tigers were sort of the main attraction. The other thing that I noticed from y'all is interesting off-the-radar Memphis Tiger basketball names and stars over the years, not just the stars that we talk about all the time, like the Keith Lees or the Penny Hardaways, but like these characters that have been through the program. Oh, yeah. And it sort of resurrected itself when Coach Cal came in, because you had a big grassroots scene here and you were part of that, and the prep scene was rocking and he was getting a lot of recruits from Memphis. And it just seems like that might be part of your love language.
Oh, 100%. I think anybody that's been a fan of that program, all the names, remember this thing again, before Grizzlies, was the city's team. And that was the case for generations of fans. And so anybody, even a walk-on Nathaniel Root, Trey Draper, all those guys, those characters,
Willie Kemp from Mountain Bolivar,
as highly rated as he was, you still hold near and dear in a way that doesn't happen with other programs. So just for some, just talking Tigers, to your point, Memphis Tigers basketball and whatever role the guy was in is that love language. For me also, obviously one of mine would be those 90s Bulls teams. Anytime you're talking, like for Damian Woody, it was the Showtime Lakers. That's what was so funny about it. For Chris Canty, it was talking blitzes and talking defense.
Yeah.
Obviously with his background as a former NFL player on the show. And that's what Bulls, you want to talk Bulls with me from the 90s? I could talk with you all day. That's a thing that gets my juices going. Now, the Brad Carson sports love language.
Mm.
I've put out some of mine. I'm Mr. Transparent around here. Yeah. This ain't gonna just happen without you throwing it out. What? I'm not talking about on the air. I'm talking about when you are a fan.
Wow.
Of sports.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be right now, Brad. Maybe it's those and I came up. You know what it is? I know what your love language is. It's not necessarily a sports. It's your love language is Cosby Show. Your love language is Theo, Malcolm and me. It gets you giddy talking about it. I mean, every time we talk about Brad's face changes. He goes to an instant smile. That's one of your love languages.
I think so.
Is there something in sports that does that? Sports, or are you so jaded now that you don't have a sports language?
Mine and Fitz
anymore?
Are the same one. It's the 1989-90 Running Rebels from UNLV. Ooh, when you start talking about Jerry Johnson, that's number one. There's not a close second. That's number one.
I like that.
When I was 14 years old, when I was 14 years old, I watched the old Metro Conference, and I followed Penny, and I followed everything else that y'all were following in Memphis. But I grew up in the middle of damn nowhere, Illinois. And the wildest thing was my parents, I would argue with them, and I said, y'all, we have got to get ESPN. We have got to get ESPN. Like at the time, remember, a lot of people you didn't have the package. You didn't have the cable package.
Yep.
You got Skinemax. We want to get on the package. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can follow that line of language. But like ESPN had the late night package included the Big West and UNLV And in the Big West Conference, you had a lot of UCSB and these random schools that were out west. So it was sort of like looking at something through the eyes of like an aviator or something out there west. It was something magical about it. And then Larry Johnson and the Running Rebels were the greatest show on
Greg
in
Anthony
the,
was part Greg of that. Anthony, Stacey Augman.
Plastic Man. You yep. had all these dudes.
Who was your big? Do you remember? I can't remember off the top of my head. Oh, now I know I'm putting you on the spot.
No, it's all good. I think it was they had a rotation Larry? Of it. They had David Butler on that team.
Anderson Hunt was another guard on the team, right?
Yeah. The starters were Greg Anthony, Stacey Augman. Really, Larry was your center. I mean, he was your you know, and then Anderson Hunt was another guard. But they had shooters like Travis Bice on that team,
yeah,
if you recall.
About him, yeah.
They had some role players on that
team. Oh, those
team,
dude, they were, it was Tark to Sharp. The whole country was watching those teams.
Eccles was the center that they used. And okay. He was a forward and center. But they really used, they were up and down the court, if you remember. They were scoring 100 points a game. They were running. They were really running. And so that team, to me, like, that's why I spent my whole college life wanting to get to Las Vegas just to be part of that in the 90s.
You made me just think about another one of mine, which is those Nolan Richardson.
Same era.
40 Minutes of Hell. And a lot of people will consider me a traitor for considering that near and dear to my heart. But I did, and I've said this before on the air, when Todd went over there,
yep.
part of me went with him. And again, remember, it wasn't just, you know, Todd Day that started that. I mean, Arlen Bowers had gone over, I think, from Southside. Nolan, you know, was recruiting Memphis, and you had all this talent going over, and they started what was eventually, it culminated in the 94 championship with Corey Beck from here, from Fairleigh, yep. Dwight Stewart from Fairleigh. They won it all. It was the way those Arkansas teams played. Again, their 40 minutes of hell, that style, that I could talk about those Nolan Richardson teams, Scotty Thurman hitting those long shots.
Yes.
I could talk about that all day long. That's another one of my love languages. I want you to guess on something.
All right.
What's Jeffrey Wright's sports love language?
Ooh, well, it's obviously college football.
It's got to be college
football. It's got to be college
football
and gambling.
And gambling.
Even. Like what he does on Fridays with Jeff in the football season, we've been talking a lot about it as we get ready for the fall. I think deep down, there's a reason why he has all those televisions.
I know the other one for him, and yep. we'll go through the list real quick on our guesses here. The other one for Jeffrey Wright, if I know anything about the man, talking quarterbacks. He is a quarterback expert.
I think that's fair.
Whether it's NFL, whether it's college quarterbacks, that is his sports love language, talking quarterback play. There is no question about it.
I've got a third for Jeffrey Wright that I'd like to contribute, and that is sports media, the one that I also enjoy
talking about. Yes.
When you get him on X versus Y when it comes
to
announcing crews and deals with television.
We're going to talk about
Peacock.
He's
very schooled. He's knowledgeable about
it. He very much is. It's right in his wheelhouse. And
very good.
You can hear the passion in his voice. My partner,
John Martin, will
be back on Monday. His sports love language.
You know it. This is not a hard one.
No, take it.
It's gambling now. Sports gambling. And anything that requires a line. The wildest thing last week I learned about John is he's not gambling using a mainstream website now, like FanDuel or DraftKings.
He's graduated.
He's
is that what you're telling
some
me?
Some Thule or Cooley or some website he would turn me on to where you can gamble on lines for who's going to be presidential candidates and all this. Like, because I guess he's used his allotment of gambling on mainstream sites so they don't let him gamble maybe or something. I don't know. But anything about gambling in a line is your partner.
I think they won't let him. It's about something about the limits.
The units.
On the mainstream one, right?
Yes.
Aren't there, there's
maybe
limits
his
on
units have
like
exceeded
him.
What a normal person like me would use.
So it's definitely become one of his languages.
Absolutely.
I know I can't have a conversation with John even off the air too much these days without talking about a betting line or who's going to win, who's not. It gets very serious. I want one more for John.
Please.
I want to contribute. I still think it still stands up. The white basketball player.
Oh, no question.
Certainly the ones that can pass the Watkins and Browns the Watkins Brown test that we've held up long here as a standard of toughness. The white basketball player, there is no doubt the good ones.
Yes.
The ones that, you know, can back it up. You know, you really have to be. This is a narrow lane.
Yes.
That is something that still excites him. I can see the little twinkle in his eye every time we talk about a great white player or the next great white player.
I forgot one of my own that might relate to you, and it's from our high school days. Anything nostalgic is really good for me and you, I feel like. We have this sort of connection with nostalgia.
We do.
There's a guy named Greg Motley who still listens to the show. He's from West Memphis, and he put together a celebrity basketball game about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He listens to this show, so Greg, shout out to you. Appreciate you listening. Used to be like run a lot of the charity stuff over there at the school. He's connected to Chicago, connected to a lot of people, and connected to Hoop Dreams. It was a documentary that was put out in 1994. I love those documentaries. It's probably why I admire the stories you talk about preps in Memphis, because it's a lot of kids who are trying to get out of bad situations. And I love those stories. I love that documentary. And so Hoop Dreams, Sports Love Language, on its own.
That documentary was awesome.
It's probably a love language.
Is that thing like 3 hours long?
I think it is like three hours. It celebrated its 30th anniversary. It was put out the year you and I graduated from high school. And I'll never forget. I wrote a whole paper on it in college. And I actually had the director, who was from Chicago, come to my college. I was inspired by it.
You wrote a paper on Hoop Dreams.
Of course.
I learned something new about you every day.
When I was in college, the director of the movie, it was like, or the producer, you know, it's obviously a documentary. They did it over several years, Jason. Like, it took them. I think they did their whole high school career going to where Isaiah Thomas went.
It felt like nothing like that had been done before. And they pushed it all into three hours all these years.
Yes. It is. If you have not ever watched Hoop Dreams and you're listening to this radio show with Jason, it gets 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is unheard of. It's this long documentary. And if you're a hooper, even if you're from Memphis and you've never seen it, it's 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Okay. I thought it was close to 3 hours. Yeah, and worth every minute. I stay glued. I just haven't watched it a lot. I would go back and watch
terrific.
It almost just to be, that's how good it was.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go down the list real quick. So we went John, we went you, me.
I think the rest are probably, Jeffrey. Well, at least one of
Jeff?
Them is easy. Gabe Kuhn, real fast.
Tiger
That's,
football.
Come on.
That's not
I mean,
even
a former
close.
Offensive lineman. We're talking, you know, blocking assignments.
Yes.
Those guys. I've heard Gabe talking college football, talking the real stuff. That's what gets him rolling.
Number two is NFL for him, too. Like, anytime
big
you
NFL
talk
guy.
Ball, he
big
knows
NFL
the left
guy.
Tackle for
oh, yeah.
the Bills. He knows the right tackle for the Bills. Like, he gets deep.
Yeah, no question yeah. about it. A football guy, football is his love language.
Yes.
I find Jeff to be a little bit more difficult, at least thinking off it off, you know, top of
Now, this is off-air stuff, too, we're talking about. So when you mention off-air with Jeff, he is a closet. And he talks about it on the air, but he doesn't go into depth about it because he's a smart cat. But he is deep in the woods on that Bills and that Sabres hockey when you get down to brass tacks. He listens to WGR in Buffalo, New York, which is an Odyssey station. Mm-hmm. And to his credit, he doesn't go too deep on it because he's really good about not talking about inside baseball. Jeff, real big in there.
I'm so glad you touched on this, and I hope he's listening.
Me too.
Because I think you're right. For as much as he downplays, right?
Yeah, he sort of
I think it's a downplaying in terms of trying to protect his heart, right? His
yes.
level of investment, because he always feels like, as a Bills fan,
it says
lost
he
four Super Bowls.
He misses some games because
lose.
Of this. Yes.
But do not mistake it. I don't think it's changed. I think you're absolutely right, because I remember, and I think I've told this story before, and I think Jeff would say, yep, that's probably true. I used to cover Tiger basketball games with Jeff.
Oh.
And there'd be times we were sitting right there next to each other, and I might get a little peek over, and yeah, he might be on a Buffalo Bills message board during the Tigers basketball game.
So we've hit on it.
And he's got his coffee there, and I'm yes. thinking, he's like, who just had that layup, Jason? So, oh, yeah, you were on the Buffalo Bills message board. He had absolutely,
yes.
the Buffalo Bills – Yeah, are one of it. Jeff Calkins's sports love languages. Mm. And again, his heart has been burned, so I understand why he downplays, why he sort of minimize level of investment. You try to minimize it, but he can't because it's his soul.
And you know why I've been reminded of it with Jeff over the last week? Because when he came on the air several times this week, Jeff, I hope you're listening, I love that he goes, so Jeff, what do you think of Hard Knocks? And Jeff goes, it's just boring. It's not good. And I think the reason why is because he's so deep in the weeds, it's way too surface level for him.
Too sanitized.
I don't need this frosting. 100%. Let me get into the middle of the cake here. And it's just for a guy like Jeff, that there's nothing there.
I do think, and you know, Claire is certainly one of Jeff's love languages. I mean, just
no
because
question.
When he talks about her, and we've heard it, they've been married.
Beautiful.
And congratulations again.
Yes.
Has it been a year? I think it's been a year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think
clearly,
has.
She has. She. That, when he speaks
he seems
of love,
so happy.
He does. He's a new man.
Yes.
And so
yes.
that's
seems
real
happy.
Love language.
Absolutely.
But clearly, Jeff Calkins, whether it's Claire, whether it's the Buffalo Bills, there are some things that still stir up the passion.
What about
in the man?
So we've talked about
I
Jeff
think
and Jeffrey.
All of our hosts, isn't it?
We've got the host, and we have the new man. Oh, Connor is probably Grizzlies
in NBA.
Oh my gosh,
Connor's is easy. It's Grizzlies.
It's Grizzlies
what are you talking
in NBA.
About?
Like he gets giddy,
dude. He can go three. He can go a 3 hour show. He can go a one. He can go whatever. He will talk Grizzlies all day long. Connor's love yeah. language is definitely talking Memphis. It used to be Dylan Brooks.
Yeah. Oh,
he used to run the island,
buddy.
As you know,
he was an island
yeah.
man. for him.
He was the Dylan Brooks out of
I do like Grizzlies on the station now. That's my number one. I know Tigers gets a little dicey when we get on here. I don't enjoy the whole spats about Tigers. Sometimes it gets a little too dicey. I enjoy the Grizzlies a little more. To George Ruggiero, our brand new King George, the man who helps us out when I can't get in here with y'all.
Appears to be a Jets man and a hockey man.
He does. He's also on the Rays if you get deep in the woods with him. He's a big Rays baseball fan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He knows a lot about teams. He's also pretty deep with most rosters, both NFL and baseball. He's going to be in our fantasy league, by the way. We just confirmed that.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
He's got, and we'll bring a great deal of NFL acumen, it feels like, to the to the league. I like that you brought up those Running Rebels, those old teams.
That's number one.
That really was, those were fun times.
I'll never forget it. It reminded
me of those 40 minutes of hell. Obviously, 08 and talking Tigers and those Cal runs is right there at
the top. Do you remember?
That would be at the top for John, too. There's no question about it because
people,
we talk about all those days, how important they are in our hearts, those runs John was making in the 2000s.
Jason, people that are our age, the first time I saw fireworks inside of a stadium was at UNLV in the Thomas and Mack Center on television. I had never seen that before. They were the first. I can't remember. If you would look it up, they might have been one of the first to do indoor fireworks when they were doing that stuff.
One of my early sports love languages in this city, I'm going to tell you, you would not believe the way they had the city captivated. You might have been able to tell from the picture I put out with Jeff Woods or the Memphis Showboats.
Oh, I
man.
Loved that picture.
The Showboats, man, they had Reggie White, dude. Yeah. It felt major.
Yes.
Reggie White was at that photo day as well, lifting up kids on his shoulder. We had a freaking NFL Hall of Famer here.
That picture
and
was
they would
great,
fill,
by
they
the way.
Would fill up now Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
Yeah.
Dude, the Showboats were
45,000 people, 50,000 people.
And, dude, I went back and looked at that picture. I had my Showboats wristbands on. I had my Showboats hat on. Like, we took it like, this is our team.
Serious.
Right here, brother. Dude, it was definitely a passion of this city going to Showboats games back in those mid-'80s.
Better than Coliseum times when you were hitting, getting in there? That was number one, right?
Yes.
Of memories.
Coliseum Tigers were the team's pro team.
Right.
You know, Showboats still, as much as we loved them, we were also trying to prove to the NFL in our investment in the Showboats that we were good enough for them.
Right.
You understand?
Come on it, y'all. Look what we can do.
With Memphis State and those Coliseum teams, this has been our pro team for years.
Right.
And so 11,000 in the Coliseum, you know, with the acoustics in that building, the way they were, it would rock you. You could feel it in your bones. Jeff Woods talked about shooting in there and is actually in that 85. I think he said it's the 85 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue with Paulina Poroskova on the front of it.
Yeah.
You can see Jeff Woods shooting from. You could feel the ground. It felt like when that thing was rocking, and Dad used to take me, Elliot Perry, rocking that thing out. When the Coliseum was rocking, it felt big. It felt like the juices you get in the Forum and everything else. I'm not telling you it's the same. I still think the Forum, when rocking, when Ja Morant is just dunked and you're going to MVP, that thing's still as pulsating. You can feel it. That's as big as it's ever been. But Coliseum back in those days, 11,000. It made you feel that way.
One thing I will lament is that I never got a chance to see and obviously I wasn't going to see one in the Coliseum. The pyramid, when it opened, and
Tomb
then
of Doom.
And then they had the boxing match to open it up, was right? Was that the first thing they did there?
I don't know if it was the first thing.
It was early.
Yeah.
When they did the Tyson
fight. And I think, I want to tell you, Penny played DePaul in there. I think was the first one for him in there. But the fight was
huge. That had
was
to be pretty
huge.
Awesome, too.
Tomb of Doom early on was awesome.
And I know we're doing, but this retro discussion is all looped into that part of your, you know, the feelings.
No, early on, and I saw Prince once at the pyramid. Like, I'll never forget that concert. Yeah, Prince performed at the pyramid.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and we for a time, the Tomb of Doom, which I think was 20.
Yep.
I think it was 20. For a time, we had a pretty big advantage.
Wow.
Because the student section behind the coach before they moved it, I think, was crazy and nuts, and Bob Huggins used to hate them. I think that was still a thing. But it had nothing on, to me, the Coliseum and now the FedEx Forum experience, particularly with the Grizzlies. It's been a while, to be honest with you, since the Tigers have put 18 or 20 in FedEx. I mean,
Tennessee is the last one I can think
Tennessee, of. Yeah, those Louisville games with Josh, but definitely since Tennessee here with Penny.
Probably.
Maybe the closest thing since then.
That's the last.
For
the
Tigers,
I was at
least.
That game up in the rafters, and that's the last one I was at
what was
or
great.
Saw.
We saw some of these ones against Alabama and everything when you saw actual butts and seats. It was 10,000, 11,000. Not nearly as many as we expected. You just don't pack
Will
it
we ever
out,
get
it
back
like
there?
That.
I mean, honestly.
Not on
given
a,
the landscape of media and TV and price.
No.
I don't think so either, man.
No.
With the amount
but
of
that's,
seats.
That's not on, this is an entirely different
I know,
conversation.
We're changing it.
But that's not on the University of Memphis as much as it is on look at how college athletics has changed. Also, you have the Grizzlies component, but I would go back to the fabric of college athletics has changed. You're not as invested as you used to be in your team because P.J. Haggerty just left you after a year to go to Kansas State.
Right.
Like the guy that you just poured into and you bought his jersey and your kid fell in love with him is gone the next year. Penny Hardaway's replacing right now his entire roster just about every year. How can I, you know, how can I get invested in that guy? You know, it's not, you go back to what the example you had. Those UNLV days.
Oh, God.
Those guys were there for years.
Yes.
And you got to get attached to them. It was the same thing even for Todd Day and those Arkansas teams.
I remember the Arkansas teams, too.
Those teams came back.
Yeah.
And so you were a part of that. You were a fan of that guy for three, four, sometimes more years.
Coach never left.
That's not happening anymore in college athletics. Yeah. That's football. That's basketball. We're not just – and that is a thing that I don't think is ever coming back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.